Where was Deep Greenwood?
Where we're located now. In fact, if you go further south, we would say from Archer to possibly in this location where the Greenwood Cultural Center is sitting. In that area, that's where you had a combination of the Dreamland Theater, you had Williams Drugstore, you had doctors, and you had lawyers, and you had different businesses, and Clarence Love's Lounge, I think, at one time. He was there on Greenwood and probably eventually moved there on Archer. But it was a combination of businesses, professional folks, and entertainment.
We're here at 322 Greenwood. That whole district was...
Possibly where you see the expressway going across Greenwood now.
Right.
I would say go beyond there. That's probably where you would say most of the activity was going on, because it would be a combination in some areas of houses, rooming houses, and that type of thing in the area as well.
Was that destroyed then in the race massacre?
I wasn't there, of course, but...
Let me ask you then about your parents. Were they...
No,
around?
They were not in Tulsa.
Okay.
But at the time that I was coming up, that whole area was completely rebuilt. Mr. W.D. Williams, who was a teacher at Booker T. Washington High School, and his family, name may still be on some of the buildings down there, I'm not real sure, but that's where the Dreamland Theater was located, on the east side of Greenwood, and then surrounded by that would be businesses and entertainment. I think through the resilience from the massacre, even though that whole area was totally destroyed, the citizens at that time came back and rebuilt. And, of course, you know, Vernon and Mount Zion were destroyed. And I think Vernon was just to the basement. I think the basement did survive. And so they went from the basement building back up again. That whole area was completely demolished, but citizens rebuilt in that area.
Right. You had brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers. One of them here, you may know him, Chuck. Charles Cecil is the baby of the family. Then I have a brother and a sister who live in Carolina. My brother in Carolina is Earl Cecil Jr., and my sister is Beverly Ann Cecil Miller.
What was the first house you remember living in?
The first house I remember living in was actually, I think, in the area of Mount Zion, because that house was moved, and we moved from that. So that would have been on Elgin, I think. As a kid, I remember I must have been 4 or 5 at that time, and I just remember being briefly in that house, but most of my coming up was on Greenwood.
When you say Mount Zion...
Baptist Church.
Right.
Yeah, there was homes in that area when they were going to build a parsonage or whatever. I don't know if they expanded on that particular area or not, but I do remember being there just about the age of 4 or 5.
And then you refer to the other churches, Vernon?
Vernon AME Church, which is right across here from the Greenwood Cultural Center.
And urban renewal took a lot from this area too, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. It
changed the way of living for many people.
The ugliest part of it, I think, was to run that expressway right across Greenwood, which to me is totally an eyesore, you know, going across Greenwood. But I understand many cities that has happened to. It really had its effects, because it took away homes, it took away businesses in this area, because all up and down Greenwood, whether you were on this end of Greenwood or the other end of Greenwood, there were homes and businesses all the way through there, many grocery stores. I do remember Mr. Burns, that family did have survivors. Joe Burns, I think, probably is captured in some of the footage on the 1921 massacre. But his family had a grocery store there, probably about Greenwood and Newton. So there were many businesses up and down Greenwood. Cannon's Dry Goods Stores, another theater was in the area, Rex Theater, Ramsey Drug Store. So all of those things disappeared. Those grocery stores flourished, but when that happened, then some of those businesses were gone.